Aku awalnya takut loh kalau mau ke tutorial system tuh aku sampai berdoa dulu dulu. Karena kayak karena benar-benar it's very transparent kan. Kayak you can't hide anything. They will know and they're like really really experienced professors. They're probably the one that write your book or something.
Hai teman-teman, selamat datang kembali 15 menitan official podcast by Engodening, di mana kita membagi cerita generasi muda yang masih berjuang untuk masa depan mereka dan masa depan Indonesia. Seperti biasa, di sini ada host kalian Stefan dan ada co-host aku Nia. Hai Nia.
Halo semuanya.
Seperti biasa, kita bakal menemani kalian dalam waktu 15 menit ke depan. Nah, today we have a really exciting guest ya, and she, nih the first clue, she comes from one of the most requested uni yang kita pernah yang mungkin semua orang pasti tahu sih.
Tanya di Instagram.
Semua orang tahu. Iya, kita tanya di Instagram kayak, kalian mau dapat guest dari uni mana? Kita langsung tahu. Ini pasti muncul gitu loh, kayak every single time. Mungkin kamu mau spill nggak nih, dia muncul dari mana?
Ya, sebenarnya aku yakin aku ngomongin juga pasti langsung pada ngeh sih ini universitas mana, karena ini adalah University of Oxford, guys. Yap, siapa yang nggak ngerti universitas ini? Oke, jadi mungkin ketika kita ngomongin Oxford ya, mungkin ya Oxford ada di Oxford, cuman who behind the podcast, this podcast episode itu, ini kayak juga sebenarnya satu hal yang mungkin kalian juga udah pada tahu, karena yang kita undang kali ini adalah influencer yang sangat ternama sih sebenarnya di YouTube. That's the second clue ya, Steph, berarti.
Ya, udah langsung aja lah, daripada kita berlama-lama lagi,
langsung aja lah.
Welcome Kezia Tanesha atau 15
Kezia
menitan.
Kezia Tanesha.
Halo. Hai
tadi
udah, semuanya.
Udah senyum-senyum pas dibilang. Halo.
Halo.
How's life there? Everything's good with the COVID restriction and stuff?
Yes, everything is good. Sekarang lagi spring nih di United Kingdom, di UK. Tapi entah kenapa weathernya masih 1 degree Celsius gitu ya. Jadi tiap hari nih kadang-kadang suka snow. Padahal ini spring tapi nggak kayak spring gitu. So, very cold but I'm very good now. Very healthy and happy.
Good. Really happy to... Yeah, happy is the one most important part. Karena underrated kan.
Yes.
Okay. I think all of our audience kayak... And most of them know you kan from your YouTube channel and which you're always sharing your career di YouTube and then Instagram and so on. And mungkin kita dalam waktu 45-60 menit ke depan kita bakal ngobrol tentang gimana sih pengalamanmu di Oxford and then how's your journey, how you get into Oxford, kan kayak a lot of people really wants to go to Oxford and then sebenarnya kayak gimana sih Oxford. Kita we'll talk a lot about that and also about your personal dreams and aspiration. So the first thing that I really want to discuss, really want to talk about is kamu dari mana sih kok nyampe Oxford ceritanya?
Maybe I will start with like kenapa aku mau studi di luar negeri kali ya. Awal-awal I think it was when I was like 9 years old or something. I already knew that I really wanted to study abroad. Jadi aku dari kecil udah kayak, wah aku pengen banget, gak kepengen uni di Indo. For some reason tuh kayak di hati aku udah kekeh banget gitu. Kenapa? Karena kayaknya at that point I was very like enek sama edukasi sistem di Indo. Jadi pas itu tuh aku lagi kayak, oh, enak banget ngafalin mulu gitu kan. Kayak banyak suruh, kalau tes tuh suruh isilah dan lain sebagainya. Terus aku tuh definitely not a memorization person. Bukan anak hafal sama sekali. So, I was listening to a lot of stories from my friends yang studying abroad. Jadi at that point, I think my brother, so koko aku juga lagi study in Singapore. And he told me a lot of like great stories and it just like so intriguing to me how you can learn a whole new different culture, how you can just live in an entirely different country by yourself and becoming more independent, and then the education system as well, how different it is, and I just want to learn that. Terus, that's why I just really wanted to go for that route. And I grew up in a very amazing family. So my dad, my mom, my brother, they're all like my lifelong role models, kind of. They're very intelligent, they're hardworking, they're such good leaders in their fields. And they kind of taught me how to be like more confident and to dream big. And at that point, dream big means they encouraged me to benar-benar strive for the best, and you know Oxford is like the top universities at that point. And I was just like, okay, if I want to strive for the best, then let's apply to Oxford, gitu. So that's how it started. It was just like, okay, coba-coba aja lah. That's my dream school. Coba-coba. Yeah. So I applied. I did not expect to get in, obviously. But here we are.
Meledak sekali teman-teman ya.
No, of course, of course. I did not the slightest bit expect to get in. Tapi, I guess dreams do come true. So, yeah. I feel like every single thing in my life, they kind of accumulate. Like, they're like my building blocks gitu. Jadi, they kind of shape me into who I am today. And maybe those experiences are the ones that got me into Oxford. So, I'm just really grateful for everything. Yeah.
Yeah, really. It's really touching actually story, tapi kayak one really remarkable for me itu kayak you mentioned kayak you were 9 years old even kan waktu ketika kamu kepingin have that big dream, karena kamu udah anak with a lot of things that you experience in Indo kan. 9 years old kayak itu dimana waktu-waktu dimana most of us masih belum kepikiran mau jadi cuma main doang kan, kayak sekolah it's not even a thing gitu. Saya kayak ke sekolah tapi ya udah sekolah aja gitu kan, terus kenapa gitu. And you only like think what do I want to do in the in the next couple years, and it's really remarkable sure,
yeah.
And then ketika kamu apply Oxford, and you just mentioned you want to strive for the best kan, do you have any kayak specific, kan sekarang kamu kuliah engineering and Oxford, is it like always the thing that you really always want to study engineering? Or like there's a lot of journey that leads to this kind of decision?
Well, I know that I'm good at maths and physics. Terus, I honestly can't imagine myself doing something else other than engineering. Kayak, aku gak bisa kayak bikin essay terus-menerus gitu kalau misalnya kayak, Nia gitu, belajar. Belajar di
it's social science.
Pasti ya, social science pasti humanities gitu. Aku udah gak bisa. Aku pengen kerjainnya something yang math, something yang problem solving. I remember dulu tuh sering kalau misalnya kayak pergi ke hotel gitu, ke luar negeri atau ke luar kota sama papa mamaku, papaku tuh selalu ambil notepad yang ada di dalam kamar hotelnya. Terus dia bakal bikin puzzle for me and my brother. Dia bakal bikin kayak crosswords atau enggak kayak word search atau enggak tambah-tambahan atau quizzes gitu. Dan aku ingat itu adalah kayak hal kecil kan in my life. Tapi it kind of makes me think, I think that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy puzzles, why I really enjoy problem solving. Terus I find engineering to be like the best fit for me gitu.
Wow. Dari kecil ya memang, berarti kayak secara nggak langsung kamu udah terexposed to this kind of things kan.
Honestly, my family affect me a lot. I have to be very honest here. Kayak, yeah.
Hello there, thank you for listening to our podcast. Would you help us grow by clicking the subscribe and notification button, please? Thank you, and now back to the episode.
A very good environment to grow lah ya istilahnya. Yeah, actually ini teman-teman juga mungkin banyak yang belum tahu kalau Kezia ini tuh bisa apply Oxford dengan langsung ya dari SMA langsung ke S1 di luar negeri. So maybe you can tell us kayak a bit journey of that, karena kan kita tahu kalau misal mau daftar ke luar negeri nggak bisa pakai ijazah Indo kan, harus pakai A-level or beberapa dari itu.
Yeah, so benar banget kata Nia, nggak bisa pakai ijazah nasional kita. It's very sad really, but makanya harus research yang banyak dari sekarang. Kalau teman-teman sekarang mungkin di SMP atau SMA gitu, harus langsung research gitu kalau mau ke luar negeri, karena most of them don't accept ijazah Indonesia. So you have to take A-levels atau IB atau SAT atau do a foundation gitu untuk bisa bridge you into that university. Dulu aku itu daftar ke Oxford sama ke other universities pas di semester awal kelas 12. Aku ingat banget SMA kelas 3 tuh stres-stresnya. Lagi apply online, pakai A-level aku. Jadi karena aku lulus, aku di Penabur Internasional, so I use A-levels. Abis itu, aku juga ada tes, written test, so it was like test kompetensi gitu. It was maths and physics, and I remember it was so difficult. Bener-bener tesnya tuh kayak I couldn't even understand the question. Dan at that point I knew that I wouldn't get in gitu. Kayak aku udahlah papa mama, aku gak bakal masuk gitu kan. Tapi ternyata masuk. Ternyata masuk ke lolos ke tahap selanjutnya, which is an academic interview. So this is like the last step kinda. Academic interview-nya juga very stressful. I remember my principal, jadi kepala sekolah aku tuh sampai bantuin aku banget. She lend me her room, so I was doing the interview in her room with her Ethernet cable biar wifi-nya smooth banget. Terus my IT teacher juga nungguin gitu di luar. And it was just like the interview was me and two professors, I think. And then they asked me a lot of maths questions. I have to like draw a graph, and then I have to have my whiteboard at the back. Terus harus gambar-gambar depan mereka. And I remember the questions were like really difficult as well. But I think from that interview, I realized that they don't want you to, they don't expect you to know the answers right away. Jadi pas you dengar questionnya tuh langsung kayak jawab tahu apa nih jawabannya. But they really, what they're looking for is like how you think. So they want to know whether you can grow.
Thinking process kan, how you reach.
Yeah, your thinking process. Yeah, they want to know whether how you solve that problem. Karena itu, just trust me, all the questions that they will give you, it's all just like you've never heard of that before. It will just blow your mind. You wouldn't know how to answer it at the first place. Tapi you just need to articulate your thoughts. Terus nanti mereka bakal give you hints and stuff as well. And then if you can actually grow and they see that you, in the end, bisa dapat jawabannya, they will like that daripada you langsung tahu jawabannya gitu. So, but I guess, like, Oxford is not for everyone, right? So, even though Oxford is like one of the top schools, but it has their own system and it's definitely not for everyone. So, if you don't get into Oxford or if you didn't get through that interview process, that must have meant that you just don't fit into that system, gitu.
Mm-hmm. How does it differ though? Kayak, saya kira juga punya beberapa guest that study in UK kan. And what does make Oxford different than any other university in UK in general?
I think it's the term. So how we have a tutorial system. And the tutorial system is when, jadi ada lecture kan, semua tempat kan ada lecture, tapi kita juga ada tutorial in which it's like one professor and two students. So it's very like private, it's like a private lesson, and you bener-bener bukan kayak di dalam kelas sama 10 orang gitu, jadi you bisa diem aja, gak usah ngomong gitu kan. Ini enggak, you have to talk, you have to explain to them what you're lacking atau enggak, apa yang lu tuh lagi kesusahan gitu, and they will know everything about your progress. So, I really like the tutorial system. Terus juga the second difference is the term. Jadi term kita tuh ada 3 per tahun, dan satu termnya cuma 8 minggu, 2 bulan. So, in 1 year, your effective study time is only 6 months. Terus 6 months-nya itu kayak holiday.
Setengahnya doang.
Iya. Makanya.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you mention kayak tentang the attention that this professor give to you, I mean, that's really unique though. Karena a lot of case kayak di uni kan, the professor just give the talks, they give the lecture.
Yeah.
And even though a lot of them actually open if you want to ask questions, they don't give like specific timing for you. Karena kalau kalian datang buat ke professor I want to assist, they definitely will help, and a lot of them will help. Tapi not in the sense that they will really help you grow in that sense.
Ya yeah, benar. Makanya itu juga yang aku suka dari Oxford sih. That tutorial system is very helpful. Benar-benar. Aku awalnya takut loh kalau mau tutorial system tuh aku sampai berdoa dulu. Karena kayak benar-benar it's very transparent kan. Kayak you can't hide anything. They will know, and they're like really really experienced professors. They're probably the one that write your book or something. So you're talking to someone that wrote the book that you're reading from. So it's kind of like very intimidating sometimes. And at first I was really scared, tapi sekarang udah biasa sih, jadi I just find it enjoyable.
Cool. And if we're not wrong, kamu juga selama di Oxford, you have the support from the Geraldine Scholarship ya? And that's one of the most prestigious scholarship in UK kan? Okay. How did you get it? I mean, I believe it's really hard to get into, right?
Yeah, I think they give scholarships to students that want to apply to Oxford atau Cambridge. Sekitar 13 orang per tahun dari seluruh Asia. So, it was really competitive. And I knew about it, tapi I had to apply. Karena pas I kasih tau my dad nih, I mau apply ke Oxford, he was like, mungkin papa harus jual rumah kali ya. karena he... No, I'm being honest right here. Because like, my dad really can't afford two of his children, can both of us, my brother and I, we are gonna study in the UK, and UK's living cost is like crazy. So my dad is really like, okay, can you apply for a scholarship? Maybe you will get it, and it will just be like, it will mean that I won't have to like sell anything. So, and obviously I don't want them to eat grass or something, right? And then I study here. So I applied for Jardian scholarship, and it was great. Jardian scholarship is amazing. They are full scholarship. They gave me like flight tickets. They gave me pocket money. Terus the best thing is that they don't have bonds. So after I graduate nanti, I don't need to like work for them. So I literally just like can do whatever I want.
So it's just pure charity from them, kan? Jadi
I don't know how they do it, but they're amazing. Yeah, you have to apply. If you're applying to Oxford or Cambridge, you have to apply to Jardine Scholarship.
Hai teman-teman, setelah Kezia cerita tentang bagaimana dia bisa masuk ke Oxford, in the next episode she will tell us tentang Oxford tuh sebenarnya gak sesimpel dan gak seindah yang orang bayangkan. So stay tuned supaya gak ketinggalan episode selanjutnya di YouTube and any platform podcast favorit kalian. Mila 15 menitan, an official podcast by Abroning. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.